Good morning. The disturbance that brought clouds and eventually showers our way late yesterday and last night continues to slide off to the south through eastern Pennsylvania, New Jersey, eventually on a track south and east of Long Island. With that, precipitation over our area has diminished considerably, and the rest of New York and New England will tend to dry out from north to south as the system departs, with high pressure building in from southern Canada. Already, we're seeing a return to drier air and mostly clear skies near the Canadian border. That will translate south with increasing sunshine through the early to mid-morning hours. Temperatures, though, starting out a little bit chilly and an overall dampness out there, mainly in the 40s. We'll turn that around and readings will bounce back through the 50s and into the lower 60s on average for afternoon highs. That high pressure center will dominate the weather tonight, keeping skies mostly clear, and it'll be a chilly night with areas of frost, especially across the northern half of New York and New England, but even in the valley locations into the Mohawk River and parts of the Pioneer Valley, seeing readings down in the mid-30s by early tomorrow morning. The rest of the region, upper 30s and lower 40s for overnight lows. And with a mix of sun and clouds tomorrow, will be dry, with highs in the lower to mid-60s once again. From here, a big ridge of high pressure will start to build in both at the surface and aloft. That'll push temperatures into the 70s across the area on Saturday. Some moisture could build in on a southeast flow off of the Atlantic Ocean, so there may be some cloudy periods on Saturday, especially closer to the coast, and it may threaten to shower here and there, but I'm thinking overall mainly dry weather as it warms up. In fact, it'll be even warmer with a developing and strong southwest wind flow for the second half of the weekend on Sunday. Highs will be near 80 out ahead of the next cold front, which could produce a late-day thunderstorm. After that front passes, much cooler weather will build in starting Monday of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, elevated to critical fire weather threats to active fires across California continue today. A building ridge will ensure the persistence of an offshore flow, and dry, gusty winds will effectively lower the humidity values across the region, making any relief efforts more difficult during the next couple of days. To the north, winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories have been issued for the mountains of the Pacific Northwest. A cold northwest flow with abundant moisture will bring snow levels down from 4,500 feet today to around 3,000 feet late tomorrow. This will produce the first significant snow of the season, with some locations picking up 7 to 14 inches. And the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Hurricane Ophelia, located well out over the Atlantic Ocean, about 725 miles southwest of the Azores. Ophelia is moving toward the northeast at 3 miles per hour. This motion is expected today, followed by a faster motion toward the east-northeast starting tomorrow. Maximum sustained winds are near 85 miles per hour with higher gusts. Some slight strengthening is possible over the next couple of days. Ophelia could affect Ireland with rain and strong wind gusts by early next week. At Mount Washington this morning, 110 miles visibility under partly cloudy skies and 32 degrees with a north-northwest wind at 15 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 0 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 47 degrees, the dew point 42, 83% relative humidity, a north wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.37 inches, and it is rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing sunshine near 60, Boston increasing sunshine around 60, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with showers possible and highs in the mid-60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 62 degrees, the low 47. The average temperature, 55, that's 4 degrees above normal. 0.05 of an inch of rain yesterday. For the month now, 0.71, that's still 0.61 below normal for October to this point. And 35.24 inches for the year, which is 4.47 inches of precipitation above normal. There were 10 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, 166 for the season. That's 132 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 61 degrees. The average low, 41. The record high, 85, set in 1954. And the record low, 22, in 1964. Sunrise this morning, 7:05 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:17 p.m. 11 hours and 12 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today, with highs around 60. Clear with widespread frost tonight and lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing sunshine today with highs in the mid-60s. Clear tonight with areas of fog and lows in the lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing sunshine today with highs in the lower 60s. Clear tonight with areas of frost and lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing sunshine today with highs in the lower 60s. Clear tonight with areas of frost and lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing sunshine today with highs in the lower 60s. Clear tonight with some frost in outlying areas and lows in the upper 30s to around 40. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-60s, lower 70s with a mix of sun and clouds Saturday. On Sunday, a mix of sun and clouds, windy with more humidity, very warm for this time of year, near 80. A late day shower or thunderstorm possible. Breezy and much cooler Monday, back to mostly sunny skies, upper 50s. Mostly sunny and temperatures in the lower to mid 60s for Tuesday and Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.